Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started.
Yeah, they raised 8 children here, and they all graduated college.
Oh man!
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, Annie Lou, she was so proud of me when I started preaching, and she just loved Jesus. And she'd ask about where I'd been preaching and stuff, and then she'd have me pray, and she'd just get all excited and go to clapping and shouting while I'm praying, and just me and her on the porch.
Yeah.
Hey. And she went to a little church down the road here, I don't know, maybe half a mile. The building's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Well, one day I came up here hunting, started heading home, and past that church, and she was out there raking leaves, 92 years old. And she had a young man with her helping her. So I turned around, went back. Annie, what are you doing? 92. Raking these leaves. And I said, yeah, but why are you raking these leaves? She said, well, last night, I was laying in bed, and I was talking to the Lord about how excited I was about him coming back. And then I got to thinking about his church house and all these leaves. And I thought, it'd be a shame he'd show up and all these leaves be in the yard. And I told the Lord, if he'd let me live the morning, I'd get those leaves out of his yard. And that's what I'm doing. I appreciated a woman at 92.
Oh, yeah.
Living out her faith as she understood it.
Yes, yes.
And she walked from there. She walked that half mile.
Yeah.
Carried the yard broom.
That reminds me of another revelation the Lord showed me along the way. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know where that come from.
Psalm 24:1.
No, I mean the lie that the devil was in charge of things down
there. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it comes from trying to interpret truth out of our experience.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's how you get no gifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just died exactly. Out.
Exactly. Well, if everybody tells you it don't happen anymore and it's gone, well, you don't seek it. Despite the fact that, you know, Paul said desire earnestly spiritual gifts, or desire, I think it actually is desire to be spiritual, I think is actually what that means, literally.
And really all it is, Larry.
Yeah, simplify for it, man. Well, give it to me simply.
You can help me, is hearing, being aware of what's going on around, because he'll speak to you if he's wanting to do something.
Yeah.
and it might just be an encouraging word, but it might be an insight as to how you can pray for someone.
Oh, yeah.
Or tell them, you know, something. Give them an encouraging word.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, well, the Lord, thus saith the Lord.
Yeah. Well, see, that's
I
it.
I think I heard, like that woman told me, I think the Lord wants me to tell you something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think observing what I would consider the abuses of it and the weirdness that some people had with it was a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
And then the Lord began to bring some people in my life that were more normal. And
by your standard of the word.
Yeah. They just at least they weren't real dramatic.
No,
weird.
I understand. Let's say.
All right, town's back that way.
Where we wanna go?
Well, if you're gonna eat, you gotta go that way. Now we can go if you wanna ride another.
It's up to you.
If we wanna keep filming.
I wait on these cars.
Yeah, I know it. See, okay, those people walk, where'd they come from?
Yeah, for real. There ain't no house.
Well, I think there's a place back over. Take a right. Let's go to the right.
Do I need to...
Are we recording?
Right here we are. Do I need to record?
We're done with that, I think. As far as I'm concerned, unless we don't just shoot some footage or see something.
Yeah. Need some battery out there.
Yeah. No, we're good. Things that, in my observation of things, when I think about spiritual gifts and how, and it's how the Spirit of God that is within you, as He wills, is wanting to express His love through you to other people.
That's it.
Okay. For the edification or the building up of the body and people.
It's not for the tearing down.
No, no. And as such, I don't think it's near as hard as people make it out to be.
No. So let's talk about...
What you want to talk about?
I mentioned it earlier about Dudley's ministry and the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus said in Mark chapter 1, after that John was, or Mark recorded this, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And I love those next two words, and saying.
And saying.
So he's preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
This is it. This is what he said.
Yes. And what did he say?
The time is fulfilled.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is at hand.
Yeah.
Repent and believe the good news.
Yes. Yeah. Which is huge because the time is kairos.
Yeah.
Okay, contrast with chronos, linear time. It's a moment in time. And that, my understanding of that, is that we should be looking at every moment of time for God's kingdom to be breaking into our reality of what we're seeing, our experience of life.
It's here.
It is now. It is at hand. It's as close, you're at hand.
Yeah.
It's that close.
Yeah.
And when you think about Jesus also teaching that the kingdom of God is within you.
Yes.
So, which is closer than at hand.
That's what he said.
It's within you, and it is breaking out around you.
Yes.
At all times, I think, at all times.
Yes.
In some ways, whether I'm aware of it or not, whether I partner or not, whether I believe it or not. But
more so if you can see it and begin to believe it.
Yeah, but that's
look for it.
That's repent and believe the good news.
Yes.
Repent is change your thinking.
Yes.
Yes. Have a different thought. Look at life different. Think about your situation mm-hmm. different. And then believe the good news,
yeah.
You know, which implies a trusting and a stepping in.
Yes. Yes. What I like about that verse where he says the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Francois Detroit.
Yeah.
I like to say Francois Detroit.
Yeah.
He says there is no distance.
Yeah.
It's at hand.
Right.
And there is no delay because the time is fulfilled.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say it about that verse that I know of, but what he talks about religion
mm-hmm.
will tell you there is distance and there is delay.
Yeah.
But Jesus said the time is fulfilled. There is no delay.
Right.
And it's at hand. There is no distance.
Yes.
So he says, I'm here. And I brought my world with me.
Yes.
And you can live in it.
Right.
But you got to change the way you're thinking.
Yes.
You got to believe what? The good news. This is good
right.
news.
Yes. Yes. Well, if the way you're thinking isn't good news, mm-hmm. you're not thinking right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one mm-hmm. self-check. If I'm thinking about this isn't good news,
yeah.
then I'm not thinking straight.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I learned to ask, I don't even know where I picked this up. You know, we always push stuff out to the future.
Yes.
Well, when I die and go to heaven.
Yeah.
And so I ask this question, well, is there any sickness in heaven?
Right.
Is there any
mm-hmm.
whatever?
Yeah. Is there anything about this situation that's going to be in heaven?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but what has to change?
Yeah.
For me to go to heaven for that to be true?
Yeah. Yeah.
That can't be right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus dealt with whatever it was at the cross.
Yeah.
Scripture says that we're healed through him and in him.
Yes.
And he was resurrected on this side of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture says we were born again, born anew through his resurrection.
Yes.
His resurrection life is the age that is to come, that is available now.
Mm-hmm.
That resurrection life, the age that is to come, is available now.
Yes.
I know I picked that up from Dudley, but what has changed? Nothing. That age that is to come is available.
Right. Yes.
So it's
available.
It's our repentance and seeing it.
Well, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's our prayer.
Yeah. Yes, and I think about the Old Testament verse where it talks about of his kingdom there will be no end.
Yes.
In the days of these kings, mm-hmm. the God of heaven will set up a kingdom on the earth. Well, yeah. we were taught that, well, he came and offered it, but they refused it, so it's pushed off. No, he came and the God of heaven set up his kingdom on the earth.
Yes.
It's just not what we thought it was.
Right. Well, Hebrews 2, we see... we don't see all things put under his feet yet, but we see Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're following him, and all things are being put under his feet.
Yes.
The kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Christ.
Yes. We've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
Yes. Yes.
So it's all there in the scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's what I want to talk about, that life that is available to us now. Because I think when Jesus turned the water into wine, when he healed the blind man, when he healed the woman of the issue of blood, those are windows through which we look and see That's what life is like in the kingdom.
Yes.
That is the life that's available in us. Resurrected life.
Yes.
And we're not living it.
No.
No. That's what we're...
But we're living more into it every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Jesus talked about greater works than these shall you do.
Ooh.
And that's us coming to experience that.
Since I said all that up, go ahead and preach one.
Yeah. Because what he did, he was not only an example for us, but an example of us, of what life was, of the life that is possible, even now.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like what Dudley says, how he says it. Jesus said, I'm here, and I brought my world with me.
Yes, yes. All right. In John 17, Jesus talked about this is eternal life, to know the one true God and his Son whom he has sent. All right. Yeah. Eternal life is a quality of life, of a relationship with God as Father.
Yes.
Eternal life is not something that begins when we die.
No.
But it is what we enter into when we believe. It is the life of God. It's what Jesus came for.
Yes.
And one of the things that I hadn't thought a lot about this, but a big shift as I look back over 50 years is when I'm a boy in a church that's constantly talking about how to be saved, meaning that everybody's lost, you need to repent and believe in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus and be saved, and that what that means is that when you die, you get to go to heaven, and you can know you are forgiven of all the wrong things you've done in life, and you'll live with God forever.
Yeah.
Now, it was take a right here. It was a very narrow view.
Not a lot of victory.
No victory. It was hang on till he comes, you die. He did something for you. Believe it. It's going to pay off later.
One day.
So
some of that distance and delay.
Yeah. So in the church world, the word salvation becomes the big trump word of what must you do to be saved. So there's a lot of arguments about that. But it's still pigeonholed by every denomination to something that happens after you, to something that you know about after you die.
Yes.
Okay. There's even debate, can you know while you're alive if you're saved or not?
Yeah.
I mean, there's big debates about that.
And I hope I am.
So here I am growing up in a church world. I know there's denominational differences, but it still was in the scope of your salvation. It's all about salvation, meaning make a decision that determines where you spend eternity, that you find out for sure about after you die.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody's trying to take the Bible and give proof texts of their opinion. Well, here I am reading my Bible and reading it and studying it. And I'm like, everybody pulling all these proof texts everywhere for their opinions. But that's not really what he's trying to tell us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing? We're not, everybody claims to be the proper way to interpret scripture, and every last one of you is violating it.
Yeah.
Well, your proof text.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying, well, this guy, this take whatever book of the Bible you want to take. To me, it doesn't matter. Who wrote it? Who was he writing it to? And why did he write it? And what's he trying to tell us out of that?
Yeah.
And then when you do that, you get a whole different view.
Mm-hmm.
And you and then you begin to realize, wait a minute, this book isn't written for me to know how to be saved in a sense of what happens after I die. This book is written to point me to Jesus, who came to give me a quality of life now.
Mm. Yeah. So you think the book of Revelation is actually the revelation of Jesus?
That is what it says.
It's not the revelation of the end time?
No.
Okay.
No. Matter of fact, you don't have to read
that up. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, first couple of verses, even in Revelation, is this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I get so tickled that everybody wants to read the book of Revelation to figure out who the Antichrist is.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's revealing the Christ.
It's revealing the Christ. So if you're reading it to figure out who the Antichrist is, you started from the wrong place.
It goes back to the filters.
Yeah.
Those glasses that we wear.
Yeah. It's just comical.
Yeah. So what you're saying is there's more.
There's more. The more I read, the more it's a quality of life now. It's how to walk in a real relationship with God today in the world. And
are you saying that God is actually concerned about you?
He's concerned.
And wants to do life with you?
Yes. Everybody.
You.
Everybody. Me, you, everybody. That's the thing. Nobody's excluded.
That sounds like some good news.
It's good news.
God of heaven wants a relationship with me.
Yeah.
Not only does he want it, he established it.
Yes.
And
he
his
did
son
it.
When he became flesh.
Yes. And then he gave us his spirit.
Mm. Sounds like some good news.
And everybody gets to participate.
Mm. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody gets to participate.
Well, now the scripture says that he died for all, tasted death for all.
For every man. Yeah.
One verse we need to talk about one day. I'm going to just quote it here and go on.
Okay.
It's in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ all will be made alive.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was in the Bible.
Yes.
But there is more.
There is more.
And we're finding our way into the life.
To the more.
Of more.
Yeah. Well, John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What was he talking about?
To the full, till it overflows.
Yes.
Amplified.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I want. Joy. I feel some joy rising up in me. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And it ain't got nothing to do with me.
No.
It's about him, what he has done, what he has accomplished, the love that he has for you and for me.
Yes.
Oh, love of God. Man. That's what I can't believe. You know, it's hard to believe that he loves me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know me.
Yeah, I don't love me.
But he loves me.
Yeah.
And he loves everybody.
Yeah.
Because not a body, no one a body would be here if it wasn't for him.
Yes.
Man, God is good.
He is good. Used to deer hunt all this when I was a kid.
Really? Bear killing?
Sometimes.
Just hunt?
A lot of hunting. A little killing.
So, what is this?
It's just woods. Woodlawn Deer Club.
Okay.
Land they lease now. We didn't have to lease it.
Paper mill land?
Yeah, just assortment.
Probably.
Go straight here. farms right back down through there, about half a mile. I have a useless story. Right over here to the right. Imagine a Brahma bull on the side of the road right there.
Okay.
We had a Brahma bull named Chico. And he was real gentle. You could pet him. They claim you could ride him, but I never did get on him. But you could rub on him and tell him to lay down. He'd lay down. And he'd go to sleep. You could lay on top of him. He was real gentle. Well, my dad got ready to get rid of him, haul him to the sale. He put him, he borrowed a trailer, put him in the trailer, and he got right here, and the board in the floor of the trailer broke, and his leg went through, his back leg went through, and got hung under the axle, and drug. My dad stopped right there, and realized that something was up, and he backed, he got the bull out of the trailer. And when he got him out of the trailer, he wouldn't go back in the trailer.
I can't blame him.
Yeah, you can't blame him. But he's hobbled in his hind leg, and he can't walk. So he just stayed on the side of the road right there. And Dad put a halter on him and I think tied him to the light pole, brought him water and food, hung orange ribbon on him during deer season. He stayed on the side of the road for months.
Really?
Yeah, really. Really?
Thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. I hope it helps you find your way in experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life that Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.